Thank you so much for your patience, Joyce. Okay?
Thank you for holding. This is Alex with Senior Citizens Benefits Program. Verification department, is this Joyce Smith?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Joyce. I really do apologize. The call got disconnected a while ago.
No.
I really apologize for that. By the way, Joyce, I just would like to verify you are from Georgia, right?
Yes.
Amazing. And I just would like to verify your phone number is 770-974-9408, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much for that. And by the way, I just would like to verify, though, Joyce, have you settled all your final arrangements already?
No, not all of them.
Okay, no worries on that. Thank you very much for sharing. Well, I just would like to ask a few basic questions just to see if you qualify. So we specialize in final expense, and we represent most of the top A-rated carriers in the country. So if you think this is something that would best fit your needs and most important, your finances, then you can decide from there. If not, we can be on each other's way. Sounds fair enough, Joyce?
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. So are you a smoker or a non-smoker?
I smoke.
Thank you very much. No worries. And how old are you right now, Joyce?
77.
Thank you very much. And if we find a plan that, or if we find a policy that would fit your needs and your finances, who would be your beneficiary? Is it your daughter, your son, or your husband?
Son.
All right, thank you very much. And since we do have amazing rates from 15 or from 5,000 up to 30,000, how much coverage would you like to check?
10,000.
Thank you very much for that, Joyce. And have you been diagnosed with any major medical illness such as cancer, stroke, heart attack, COPD, or diabetes in the past 2 years?
No.
All right, thank you. And now may I ask for your approximate height and weight, please?
I'm 5'4", I weigh 112.
Thank you very much. 112 pounds and you're 5'4", right?
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. And by the way, I just would like to verify. I believe you already have an active bank account, like a savings or a checking account, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Is that a savings or a checking account?
Well, I have both right now.
Oh, perfect. And let me see here. All right. So it seems that you're pretty much qualified. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and connect you over. But before that, let me read out a very quick consent right here. For compliance and training purposes, the next section of this phone call will be recorded. The Senior Citizens Benefits Program have your permission to transfer you to a licensed agent that will provide you with a quote. And by saying yes, you are giving me your verbal consent that may override any DNC or TCP loss you may be in, okay?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Joyce. Let me go ahead and transfer you over. Let's see here. All right, let's see. Transferring you right now.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Esworth Gidi. I have Joyce on the other line from Georgia.
Wonderful.
Joyce is 77 years old. She stands 5'4", and weighs 112 pounds. So, Joyce, I have here Esworth, one of our best licensed agents, who will take good care of you, okay? So you two enjoy the rest of your day, all right?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes.
You're welcome.
And good afternoon, Joyce. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I am highly, highly blessed and highly, highly favored. How are you and your family been doing during this pandemic? Hopefully everyone is being very safe, especially yourself.
Well, we are.
Well, that's good. That's good. I've had some bad news in my side of the family, but let's not get into that.
Oh,
the virus has really been really tough on our side of the family. But hey, you know, 190 something thousand that has gone on to meet with the Lord, and you know, it's wow. Wow, that's all I can say. Wow. But thank you so much for allowing me to see if I can help you, Joyce. Now, you are 77 years young. Wow, that is awesome. What is, out of curiosity, what made you think that this was going to be a good time to get some coverage so your son could be able to be in control of that? Like any issues medically or anything like that made you thought about it?
No, I've always been in good health, so I've never even thought about it until just, you know, lately.
Well, you know what? I have talking